Readers of the comics in a daily newspaper probably don't give much thought to how those strips came to be on the page in front of them. But a new exhibit at the Charles M. Schulz Museum is focused on that very process, at least as it used to work in the world of Peanuts.
It all starts in the studio with Schulz's idea, his sketches, and his inked panels. Then a secretary would fold up 6 daily strips. So if you look at the daily strips that are on view in our museum, you'll often see a crease down the middle. It's because they were folded in half. Before, they were mailed to New York City, where they would be opened by United Feature Syndicate, which was Schulz's distribution company for Peanuts. So they were responsible for sending out Peanuts to, at its height, over 2,600 newspapers worldwide.
Corey Kenzenberg is the museum's curator for this exhibit, which is titled Evolution of the Comic Strip. For decades, she continues, each of those papers would be sent a photostat of the week's 6 daily Peanut strips.
These were kind of waxy because a comics editor would cut up the photostats of each daily strip and affix them to a wax paste-up board before they would take a negative from that and develop a printing plate for the page. So we're fortunate to have a few Peanuts printing plates in our collection, including several foreign language strips deriving from Denmark, where the title for Peanuts is Radicern.
But the whole process was a lot more complicated on Sundays, Kenzenberg says, and not just because the comic itself was bigger.
Schulz and his assistant would color the strips according to a chart that a newspaper printer would have access to. They would, in addition to coloring in the strip, actually add numbers to the different color sections, which would match a hue on those charts.
In a way, says Kenzenberg, this modest exhibit summarizes the span of Peanuts' history, but is seen from the technical side.
Peanuts began publication in 1950, and it ceased publication with his death in 2000. It wasn't until 1999 that the process of printing Peanuts went digital. So it went through this very traditional printing process throughout almost its entire life. When it did go digital, it meant that instead of photocopies being sent to the syndicate, an electronic file could be sent instead.
Today, that electronic file is not just an individual comic, but the newspaper's entire comics page. So explains George Milner, an editor at the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat.
We take delivery of a completed page that's prepared by a service that actually compile all of the comics that we subscribe to and then deliver them to us as a PDF. It's a 100% page, essentially a graphic that incorporates all of the comics that we subscribe to.
The Evolution of the Comic Strip exhibit opened last week. It will remain up into early July. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.